Joining me this morning is the great Joe Myers. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you here in the studio this morning. Appreciate you getting out early because you're going to have a late night tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be fun tonight.
It is going to be fun. It is going to be fun. And everyone's looking forward to the Athletic Hall of Fame between the two games tonight. And you're one of the inductees, aren't you?
I am. I'm humbled to be a part of the group of the voices of the Scotties that are going into the Hall of Fame tonight. So, yeah, it's really a great honor.
That is just really cool that they are doing it that way. I just think that is classic how that has come about. So,
well,
congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, since 1954, Glasgow has had four play-by-play guys since 1954, if you include Chase now, who's doing basketball
right.
For the last few years. So, you know, Hank Roy started out in 1954, and then Jim Moody came along in 1988, and then I started in 2000, and now Chase started, I think, in 2023 was his first play-by-play, or maybe 2022, I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, it's a long storied history of play-by-play guys at Glasgow, but it's a pretty short list when you consider the time span that it's involved.
It is. It's definitely a huge part of the 1490 AM history, that's for sure.
No doubt.
That frequency celebrating 80 years this year.
Yep.
And the sports aspect of that is huge.
It is. Yeah, always has been. That's something that, you know, I mean, I can remember as a child listening to Hank call ball games.
Do you ever think you'd be doing that?
Well, I mean, I can't say that I did, but I did as a child have an affinity for radio.
Oh yeah,
I did, when I went into college, that's what I majored in broadcasting. That's what my degree is in. So I can't say that I ever saw myself necessarily being the Glasgow play-by-play guy, but I did see myself in radio in some way.
Right, that's exciting. Hank Royce is a legend. Mike Harris was in yesterday morning and talking about a couple of things he has recorded. You know, with Hank, and you know. Those are classic archival recordings right there, aren't
they? Yes, they sure are. They really are.
And Hank Royce, not only Hank will be included in the inductee ceremony tonight, but Henry Royce as well.
That's right. Of course, Henry brought WCLU, he took over the airwaves. It was WKAY, turned
right.
into WCLU
1988.
In 1988. That's right. And so Henry obviously has, he's never been, really, I don't, as far as I can remember, on the air doing a Glasgow ball game, but what he has done is obviously been a huge support for everybody who has been on the air calling ball games.
Right. He had a huge part with fans in the stands, before the game
that's
started.
Right,
right?
That's right. The pregame coverage. He did fans in the stands for many, many years. But that was something that's always fun, too. That kind of was coming towards its end when I started doing the play-by-play back in 2000. But he did it for a few more years after I started. But yeah, it was always fun to talk to the fans that were there before the game and kind of get their opinions on what was going to happen that
night.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. Jim Moody is a name that's legendary in Glasgow. And this young man that came here from Paris, Tennessee, had no idea of the community that would love him like they did.
Yeah, Jim was a really special person. For anybody who ever knew Jim, he probably called you a legend one or two times in your life.
Oh, yeah.
That was his nickname for lots of folks. But Jim was a great guy. You know, when I first came in, he was starting to get out of it, and the plan was for me to come in and take over. And unfortunately, Jim passed away kind of during that transition. But he called a lot of great ball games. He had a great voice. He had a great style of calling ball games. Really always enjoyed listening to Jim.
Oh, yeah. Just a legendary guy himself. That's for sure. Randall Cook is in the mix to be honored.
Yep. Randall, he stepped in and helped with stats and did some color commentary as well while Jim was doing the play-by-play. And, of course, Bruce and Larry were part of that group as well with the four of them. The four of them called games together for, I guess, a span of about 10 years to 12 years, something like that. So that was quite the crew there.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you mentioned Bruce Trevue. He's a great guy and still going strong.
Yeah, Bruce, to this day, I think he'd rather be at a Glasgow ball game than just about anywhere.
Yes, I believe you're right.
And Bruce, you know, obviously – is a big Glasgow supporter, and has Bruce is as good of a stat guy as you'll ever see.
He amazes me with that. He is a mathematician.
I've always said I wish people could sit up in the football press box with us just one night and just watch Bruce do the stats and everything that he is keeping up with. It's really amazing. He's got a brain for numbers, obviously. I couldn't do it what he does.
It is. And today, when we have all of these computer software programs and various things that are used, he does it the old-fashioned way.
He keeps it all by hand.
Yes.
That's right.
And,
all by hand.
Just quite legendary. And, of course, Larry Alexander will be honored. And Larry's a great guy.
Yep. Larry started, I think, in 1989, somewhere in that area. It was late 80s. I know that. And he did his first couple years just doing stats with Jim and another person that was helping him do color at the time. But Larry, after a couple years, moved in to do color commentary. And I will say to this day, Larry is as good of a high school color commentator as I've ever seen. I mean, he's the only one I've ever worked with on a regular basis. He's been there longer than I have. He and Bruce both have. And so Larry, he's very knowledgeable about the game. He has a great way of expressing what he's trying to say. And I've just always loved working with Larry.
Oh, yeah. Just a great guy indeed. Yeah. I can imagine there are a lot of memories just traveling to and from the games with everyone involved.
No,
and there's some
no
great
doubt.
Stories told and just great times.
Yeah,
happened.
Some of the best times are on the road when you're, you know, heading to a ball game and just shooting the bull or whatever, you know.
Right.
We've had some good times in that WCLU mobile, I can tell you that.
Well, I can understand. And it's going to be a great time. Of course, tonight the Athletic Hall of Fame will be between the girls and the boys game. Of course, it's a busy night. Homecoming is tonight before the game.
That's right. That's right. Homecoming was supposed to have been last Friday night, but because the boys played in Owensboro in the 2A state tournament, that had to be moved. So now homecoming's, I think, at 5:15, if
right.
I remember correctly. And
I
then,
think you're right.
And then the girls' pregame, obviously. And then there's a reception that for the Hall of Fame that starts, I think, at either 5:15 or 5:30. But either way, by 5:30, I know that reception will be underway there in the cafeteria. So should be a fun night for the Hall of Fame inductees. And plus, it's Glasgow Barron County. Those games are always fun.
Oh, yeah. I had one archive. Note, Mike stayed with me yesterday to be a part of the archives, and it was in 1996. Amanda Nelson and Daniel Tudor were crowned king and queen at the Glasgow High School basketball homecoming. 1996. Where were you in 1996?
I was a college student at Western at that time.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
I was not around Glasgow. I mean, at Glasgow High School, I was in Bowling Green, so
right.
I wasn't too far away. But,
right, exactly.
But I wasn't keeping up a whole lot of what was going on at Glasgow High School at that time. I was too worried about what was going on at Western.
Understand. But you came back, and you've done well in helping shape our community, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Todd. It's been a lot of fun for me over the years to be able to do the play-by-play. And, you know, like I said, Chase is now doing a great job with basketball. I hope to be able to continue to do football and spring sports play-by-play for many years to come. We'll
right.
see.
Well, we're looking forward to it anyway.
Thanks, Todd.
Hey, thanks for being a part. It's fitting if I just close and say, welcome home.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here today, Joe Myers.